This is a Fox News alert expressing outrage. I'm Lee Silasera.
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone?
President Biden speaking from the White House this evening after a gunman opened fire inside Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas this afternoon, killing 19 children and two adults.
Law enforcement have identified him as an 18-year-old male, a local named Salvatore Ramos. We are told that he had a domestic dispute before going to the school, shot his grandmother, then drove to the school, abandoned his car, and went inside and started shooting children and teachers indiscriminately.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Uvalde. Fox is told a Border Patrol agent shot and killed the suspect. The motive for the shooting is not yet known. An impassioned plea for change to gun laws from Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy.
Why are you here? If not to solve a problem as existential as this.
As a congressman, Murphy's district included Newtown, the site of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting that killed 20 students and six educators. Several states holding primaries tonight. In Georgia, incumbent Governor Brian Kemp has held off a primary challenge from former Republican Senator David Perdue. In the Senate, Republican Herschel Walker has won his primary.
I don't look like a politician. I don't talk like a politician. I don't even dress like a politician because my neck is a little bit too big for this tie. But I like not being a politician.
Walker is backed by former President Trump. And in Congress, controversial Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene has defeated seven challengers to advance to the November election. In Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has won the gubernatorial primary. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Pentagon's out with a list of names it's recommending to replace names of military bases with ties to the Confederacy.
Fort Bragg, these are the recommendations. Fort Bragg would be named Fort Liberty. Fort Benning would be named after Lieutenant General Hal and Julia Moore. Interesting that it would be named after his wife, who served side by side with Lieutenant General Hal Moore, who, remember, in Vietnam wrote the book, We Were Soldiers Once and Young. Fort Gordon, Georgia would be renamed for General Eisenhower. Fort A.P. Hill would be named for a woman, Dr. Mary Walker, a Medal of Honor recipient and a famous abolitionist. So nine of the names the commission has released, the names that they're recommending. They had 34,000 submissions. They met with base commanders and communities, including at Fort Bragg.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Americans are becoming less supportive of punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine if it comes at the expense of the U.S. economy. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It finds that while broad support for U.S. sanctions has not faltered, respondents said how they've had to cut back on driving and spending, and they want the White House to focus on domestic concerns, even as many people have sympathy for Ukraine. A big bank will soon be offering a place to charge electric cars.
Bank of America and Electrify America announced that they're teaming up to almost double the number of charging stations at bank branches by the end of next year. Electrify America bills itself as the largest network of open direct current fast charging stations in the U.S. Currently, the company has 172 fast chargers at 46 Bank of America branches. They plan to increase that to 350 stations at 90 branches.
Fox's Roger Stern. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.